Hi there, a quick note before the episode begins. Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back to Mija on the Mic, a season of reflection on our experiences as daughters of immigrants. Each week, I will either be coming to you with a solo reflection, or I'll be joined by a wonderful guest, another daughter of immigrants, who inspires me and I hope will inspire you. If you haven't already, check out the rest of the season over on your favorite podcast app, searching on the Mija Podcast English feed for these episodes. Now, for this week's solo episode, I want to talk about dreams. I like to ask my guests, what's their most embarrassing dream? What is something you'd do if nothing could stop you? So here goes, the true story of my most embarrassing dream. I'm 14 years old, and I am watching a movie in my living room. Sabrina. It's a classic movie about an American that goes to Paris and has their entire life changed. The poor Audrey Hepburn is a servant in this rich man's house, and she gets sent away to do her studies in France. She comes back a woman and is transformed into this designer clothes wearing and educated person that she wasn't before. And then she falls in love with the love of her life and happily ever after. It's a great story. After I watched the movie, I spent the next few days imagining myself as Sabrina. I, poor girl from Queens, will go to Paris and come back a Parisienne. Somehow, some way, I imagine myself walking down the Champs-Élysées. I see myself eating a croissant in a brasserie, and I say bonjour to strangers. It is very silly, because it's so impossible in this moment. My reality is something so different. A few days later, it's the weekend, and I'm helping Mummy with errands. We sit at the kitchen table, and I help her count coins. $1, $2, $3. We triumphantly say we have enough to buy soap. I walk to the store alone to pick it up. Edith Piaf's La Vie en Rose plays on my iPod as I walk, dreaming about becoming Sabrina. I arrive and take out my headphones, say hello to the bodega owner, and stroll through the aisles. I think there are so many options, but only one possibility for me. I pay and put my headphones back in. When I get back from the store, I put away the groceries. I sit down and have cafecito with Mommy. I tell her I'm starting French class at school, and that one day I will go to Paris. This is delusion, of course. There is no way we could ever afford that. But she says, Mija, soñar no cuesta nada. Dreaming is free. I am so late. The metro is delayed again, and I have to stop and pick up batteries for my recorder. I am 26 years old, on my way to the Champs-Élysées to record an interview with a famous French chef. I am out of breath. I worry I'll forget my French. I worry I'll miss my stop. I speed walk at a New York pace, and on the street I see a man playing La Vie en Rose on an accordion. Most people walk past and roll their eyes. I smile, but rush to get to the studio. The sun is shining. I'm sweating, but I make it on time. When I arrive, I sit down and set everything up. I am in Paris. This is my life now. I take a deep breath and I press record. Thanks for listening. This is Mija on the Mic, a season of reflection on our shared experiences as daughters of immigrants. Over the next couple of weeks, I'll be sharing stories like these and inviting guests to share theirs. Follow us on Instagram at Mija Podcast and leave us a note if you like this story. Tune in every Wednesday for a new story from Mija. This is a production of Studio Ochenta, a Latina-owned multilingual podcast studio dedicated to raising voices across cultures. For more from Studio Ochenta, follow us at Ochenta Podcasts on Instagram. That's Ochenta Podcasts with an S at the end on Instagram. And don't forget, this season is also about you. If you have a story you'd like to share, I invite you to reach out on Instagram at Mija Podcast and leave us a message with a short story or memory of yours that warms your heart. We'll read it out loud on the show. Thanks for listening. Ciao.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app, also available in Spanish and French.